So just a few more points about this awareness of awareness practice before we go back into the practice. So remember the difference between this practice and the one we did yesterday was that yesterday's practice, experientially, there is a sense of being the observer or witness that is observing the mind. So experientially, it feels much more like a dualistic approach. There's this me, there's an observer, there's a witness observing the mind and all the mental events. Whereas this awareness of awareness practice, experientially, it's much more a sense of non-dualistic. There's not really this distinct sense of being a separate observer or witness. We're simply resting in awareness itself. And also the practice yesterday, of course, is we're observing mental events, arising, passing, rising, passing. In today's practice, of course, these mental events will still continue to appear, but in this practice, we're not paying any attention to any appearances. Of course, we're not trying to block them. We're not trying to make the mind still, but we're simply just not paying attention to any appearance that arises. We're simply resting in the experience of awareness itself. So again, this is probably something that most of us are not very familiar with because, again, we're always in the habit of doing something. So this is more about being than doing. So it's not like this practice is very technical, but it can be quite challenging as a beginner because we're simply just not used to doing this. So again, just to be patient with ourselves, and also with this is to really be careful that we don't get too tight and too tense in this practice because, again, resting in awareness is a very subtle practice. So there can be this tendency to tense, to try to, you know, rest in this awareness. So again, to really periodically monitor that in this practice, to monitor your body, notice if there's any tension across the forehead and the eyes or in the shoulders or neck area, and really relax, relax, relax. And also the mind, really relax the mind, relax, 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 relax. It's very, very important. Now, briefly, we mentioned in the previous session these three qualities of mind. There are three qualities of mind that we, depending on the perspective, either cultivate or discover in this shamatha practice. The three qualities of mind that become more and more evident during our shamatha practice is clarity, non-conceptuality, and bliss. Now, of course, our mind is not very clear. It's full of dullness and distraction. And we don't experience much stillness in our mind because our mind is full of mental events coming and going, and often we don't experience much bliss in the mind. Now we have a lot of turbulence and agitation and difficulties. But what we will find is in this shamatha practice, regardless of whether you're using the breath, the mind, or resting in awareness, these three qualities become more and more evident as we progress in the path to shamatha. What we're going to start to notice is that on occasions our mind will become much more clear. Sometimes our mind will become quite still. And sometimes we'll experience a lot of bliss coming from our mind. Now, these three qualities, of course, all of them are tend to be very pleasant experiences, whether our mind is very clear, very still, or very blissful. And all the meditation texts warn the shamatha meditator about these qualities because they're very seductive, and it's very easy to get caught up in these experiences with a lot of craving and attachment. So if we notice any of these things in our practice, our mind becoming clear or still or very blissful, then really be careful not to get caught up in these experiences and not start craving them and trying to hold on to them and so forth. If we do that, of course, our whole practice will come to a grinding halt and we're just going to experience a lot of frustration. But rather, if these experiences arise, just use them as signposts that we are heading in the right direction in our practice and use them to be enthusiastic to continue to do the practice, to motivate us to continue to do the practice. Now, here in this awareness of awareness practice, this approach is a bit more, rather than cultivating these qualities, it's more about discovering these qualities that are present within the mind itself. So in this resting in awareness, we're just tapping into these qualities that are already present within our mind, but now, of course, are obscured. We don't really come into contact so much with these qualities now because of our mental afflictions and so forth, dullness and distraction. So these, again, not to get caught up in these experiences with craving and attachment. Okay, a little bit more about the awareness of awareness practice here from Alan Wallace's book before we go back into the practice. So he talks a little bit more about this practice on page 133. So let's see what he says about the practice here. After settling your body and mind in their natural states, you can simply be aware of being aware. You don't need to be in a sensory deprivation tank, and your mind doesn't have to be fully silenced. You can know with immediate certainty that consciousness is present, and with no other object of awareness, you can cultivate attentional stability and vividness of that awareness. Let's see how Padmasambhava describes this subtlest way of achieving shamatha. So again, he's quoting from Padmasambhava, who was that great Indian master from about the 8th century who brought Buddhism into Tibet. And Padmasambhava is sort of considered to be the founder of what's called the Nyingma school of Tibetan Buddhism, where the highest level of practice there is Dzogchen. So in the Dzogchen approach, they very much use the observing the mind and resting in awareness as part of the shamatha practice. So he describes this awareness of awareness practice here as part of the shamatha practice. So this is from reading from Padmasambhava now. While steadily gazing in the space in front of you, without meditating on anything, steadily concentrate your consciousness without wavering in the space in front of you. Increase the stability of attention and then relax again. Occasionally seek out what is that consciousness that is concentrating, steadily concentrate again, and then check it out again. Do that in an alternating fashion. Even if there are problems of laxity and lethargy, that will dispel them. So here he's talking about a little bit about this idea of oscillating, which we're going to introduce into this session. And this is for the purpose of balancing the mind, balancing the attention. So remember again here in this practice, the two imbalances are dullness and distraction. And part of distraction, of course, is agitation. So we're going to read a little bit more about how to do this oscillation, but we can do this oscillation to really help balance the mind. So let's have a look at how we're going to do that. He goes on to say, cast your gaze downwards, gently release your mind, and without having anything on which to meditate, gently release your body and mind into their natural state. Having nothing on which to meditate and without any meditation or without any modification or adulteration, rest your attention simply without wavering in its own natural state, its natural limpidity. its own character just as it is. So here he's talking about the process of overcoming agitation, distraction, by relaxing and releasing the awareness. It's really just releasing awareness, releasing all appearances and completely relaxing. So this is the first part of the oscillation to help overcome any tightness or tension, agitation. It's just this sort of releasing awareness into space, relaxing and relaxing and releasing all appearances. And then he goes on to say, next page. Remain in that state of luminosity and rest your mind so that it is loose and free. So again, here really to relax, relax, relax. Alternate between observing that which is concentrating inwardly and that which is releasing. If you think it is the mind, ask, who is it that releases the mind and concentrates the mind? Steadily observe yourself, then release again. By so doing, fine stability will arise and you may even identify pristine awareness. So here he's talking also about, here he's talking a little bit about introducing a little bit of questioning, which is actually a bit of a Vipassana practice, and we're going to introduce this into our practice a little bit in this afternoon session. But here the purpose of this questioning is to make the mind more alert. So we're going to do this in this practice by simply after releasing the awareness and relaxing, then withdrawing the awareness right in upon itself and really focus intently. So that's going to overcome the dullness. So that's what we're going to do in this session. And we're going to introduce a little bit of questioning in this afternoon session. And then he goes on to say, and he said you may even identify pristine awareness. Pristine awareness here is, within the Dzogchen tradition, another word for this very subtle mind, basically the nature of the mind. So what he's saying here is that this is a shamatha practice, but by doing such a practice, we may actually come to have some experience of the nature of the mind, which is a Vipassana practice. So again, this practice is a very good bridge into the Vipassana practice. And then he goes on to say, if you become muddled and unmindful, you have slipped into laxity or dimness. So clear up this problem, arouse your awareness and shift your gaze. So again, so that's what we're going to do. We're going to, as part of this oscillation, to overcome dullness or laxity, we're going to sort of withdraw the awareness right in on itself and really sharpen the focus. And also here he talks about shifting the gaze. So you might like to experiment with this a little bit as well. If you're finding that in this meditation, because again, remember, with this meditation, very much recommended to have the eyes open. If you're finding that you are becoming more agitated and tense, you can lower the gaze. If you find that you're becoming more sort of dull and spaced out, then you can raise the gaze a little bit. If you become distracted and excited, it is important that you lower your gaze and release your awareness. If samadhi arises in which there is nothing of which you can say, this is meditation, this is conceptualization, you are slipping into a stupor. So meditate with alternating concentration and release and recognize who is meditating. In so doing, recognize the flaws of shamatha and eliminate them right away. So again, what he's explaining here is this sort of oscillation to help balance the mind, to help overcome dullness by sharpening the focus and intently focusing, and then to overcome agitation and distraction by releasing the awareness, releasing all appearances and really relaxing. So we're going to bring that into this practice in this session. So now we're going to do two 24-minute sessions. In the first one, we're still going to do a little bit like we did in the previous session. We're going to start by observing the mind and appearances to the mind. We're going to withdraw from that into observing the space of the mind, and then we're going to withdraw from that to just resting in awareness. And then we're going to start to do a little bit of oscillating. And in the second half, we're just going to, once we've prepared ourselves, we're just going to rest in awareness and do this oscillation for a little while. And then we're going to stop the oscillation and just rest in awareness for the rest of the session. Okay? So we'll do two 24-minute sessions with a two-minute break in the middle. So finding a nice, comfortable posture. So we begin by preparing the body, setting it into a state of relaxation, stillness, and vigilance. Allowing the breathing to settle into its natural rhythm. Setting the mind in a state of ease and relaxation. Simply allowing the mind to rest in the present moment. Through focusing on the sensations of the breath throughout the body. and allowing your eyes to be at least partially open, vacantly resting your gaze in the space in front of you. Bring your attention to your own mind and observe your own mind and whatever is arising in the mind, without following thoughts, without trying to get rid of thoughts, simply observing them as they arise and pass, without grasping to them, without becoming distracted. Instead of focusing on the foreground, that is all the mental events arising in the mind, now shift your focus to the background, that is the space of the mind where all these mental events arise from, abide in, and dissolve back into. So now focus on the space of the mind. Now withdraw your attention from even the space of the mind and simply release all appearances and allow the mind to rest. Simply rest in the experience of awareness itself. Simply be aware of being aware. All sorts of appearances will continue to arise, but now pay no attention to any appearance, and simply rest in the experience of awareness itself. To help overcome agitation or tension, simply release your awareness into space in all directions, releasing all appearances, relaxing completely. to help overcome dullness or being spaced out. Withdraw your awareness right in upon itself, right into the experience of awareness itself, and focus attentively. Be alert. Once again, releasing awareness into space in all directions, releasing all appearances, relaxing completely. Again, withdrawing your awareness right in upon itself, right into the experience of awareness itself. Focus attentively, be alert. And simply allow the mind to come to rest, resting in the experience of awareness itself. Relaxed and alert. So once again, keeping the back nice and straight. And the body completely relaxed, completely at ease. Setting the mind in a state of ease and relaxation. Bringing it into the present moment. So we're focusing on the sensations of the breath throughout the body. With the eyes at least partially open, vacantly resting your gaze in the space in front of you. And then simply release all appearances and allow the mind to come to rest. Resting in awareness itself. Simply resting within luminously clear awareness. Help balance the mind, to help overcome agitation and tension, then simply release the awareness into space, relaxing completely, releasing all appearances. Completely relaxed. And to help overcome dullness or being spaced out, invert your awareness right in upon itself, right into the present moment, right into the experience of awareness itself. Attentively focus. Be alert. once again, relaxing completely, releasing awareness into space, releasing all appearances. Once again, bring your awareness right in upon itself, right into the experience of awareness itself, and focus. Again, relaxing completely, releasing awareness into space. Again, bringing awareness right in upon itself, right into the experience of awareness itself. Then simply allow the mind to come to rest. Simply resting in awareness itself. Resting in luminously clear awareness. relaxed and alert. Open and spacious.